about this going back to Hollywood. Had a man who was in the, well, I'll say ill-starred follow-up to the Golden Girls.
Yes, Golden Palace.
And you played?
I played the wacky East European chef. I signed a contract for 7 years and I was back in a month. A month.
But with the dough from a 7-year contract in the back pocket?
No, I didn't get it. My two episode fees were quite substantial, but I didn't have any kind of kill for
you. How did they actually break it to you that the character's not working?
It was my 40th birthday. We recorded the show on the Friday. It was I was at 40 on that Friday. And a cold-eyed producer. You know, he had the eyes of one of those husky dogs? You know, they're kind of bright blue with tiny black.
Rod.
Yeah. Cold eyes, called like Marty Shabonovitz or something, came to my little chalet that was my dressing room and said, "Alexei, we don't feel it's working out."
Did you laugh like that?
I tried to bravely kind of go, "Oh, Marty, I don't care." And then I got in my car and drove away. I knew that I was
not like being written out of Frasier after two episodes or something, is it? I mean, it didn't have legs anyway, did it?
It was cancelled, but I just felt very foolish. I knew I was in trouble about the week before when an attack was made on my parking space. That I parked outside my dressing room and the kind of memo came around saying that somebody wanted my parking space.
The fellow who delivers the water,
kind of thing. I went to see the guy who was like, you know, everybody looks like a sheriff in LA. I went to, you know, like the park, the NCP parking attendant, who was this guy with a gun on the. I said, they told me that they want my parking space, and I don't want. And he said, sure, as long as you're on this show, that is your parking space.
That's when you knew the writing was on the wall.
but no, he was being kind, I think. But I knew I was
and
on
so
the way.
So after that experience, I remember some of the fallout where you said, it's my own fault. What on earth was I thinking of? Only a maniac would. I can't believe I ever. I will never. And you're going back again.
Well, no, in all fairness, this thing is being shot entirely in Britain. It's because it's about a New York cop who comes to London and is asked, solves a crime and is asked by Scotland Yard to stay on for 7 years. exactly 7 years. For 26 weeks a year.
Who's the star?
He's a guy called Mark Valley. He's a relatively unknown American actor. He's very good. He looks like a young Bruce Willis, which is kind of kind of thing. And he's if you watch in ER on Channel 4 in a few weeks, Abby's husband turns up.
And
that's him. Yeah.
Well, and you play your role in your native Cockney accent, do you? How do you play?
I'm a failed actor who gets, you know, involved in the case, and if the thing is commissioned by Fox, I'm the sort of comedy kind of, you know, when they need to, you know, when the cop needs to set up a hotel scam, I'm the one who masquerades as the kind of Mexican hotel owner or something like that.
Yeah.
A comedy relief kind of thing.
Broadish
it will be. It will be by the it's for 9 days.
I'm trying to get away from Broad. I've got too much Broad. I think the dad adverts.